Thank you very much. And I want to say I appreciate church leadership and the internationals for the opportunity to share God's word with you people of God. Before I actually begin, I want to give you some alerts. You're going to see some pictures, please. I didn't take the pictures myself, and the pictures are representative and illustrative. They are just that. And while preparing for this sermon, I came across more than 90 scriptures. Within the space of time that we have now, I'm not going to go through all of them. And I would expect that you go home and digest the scriptures. The scriptures will be posted on the screen, and so you do well to take note of them and digest them, because they are very important to what we are going to talk about today. And I should also say that church leadership has not given me what I should tell you about today. So this is purely from God's word, and I would like us to begin. Today we're going to speak to you on the theme, the Christian and friendships. The Christian and friendships. But the topic itself is, who is your friend? If you read 1 Samuel chapter 18 verses 1 to 4, Bible talks about Jonathan and David, the friendship that existed between Jonathan and David. And I want to say that it is the highest form of human-to-human friendships that we find recorded in the Bible. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is the limit of Christian friendship. If we are friends with Jesus, we can transfer the lessons that we learn in our walk with Jesus and become better friends to our friends. In our world today, where technology drives many parts of our lives, it is possible to make friends whose value systems, and value systems here I mean who are not Christians, and they are different from what God wants from us. So I want us to look at this friendship influence map that I created, and I think it's representative also of the kind of relationships that we could have. Let's start from myself or yourself, and you'll find that as a person, you may be connected to your parents. Your parents would influence you. Your siblings would influence you. If you are married, your spouse would influence you. Or if you are dating someone, that one would also influence you. And then there is that Jonathan friend that you have, or friends that you have. And they, because they are connected to Jesus Christ, the Lord, would also be influenced. And then that kind of influence that they have would have an impact on you. And then you would have your pastors who would listen from our Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible that Jesus has spoken through to us. And then you have other influences, for instance, a preacher or a speaker or a motivational speaker you have outside church could also influence you, could also be a friend that you would associate with. And then let's go to the K&D area. You could also have people who are not necessarily Christians, and that's represented by K&D at the top. And then K&D could also be connected to Sifa, to Bulambo, to Kamate. You know, I'm mentioning Congolese names. It's for a purpose. We are in Congo. So I want to show you that you could also have friends who may not necessarily be Christians. And then those other friends would be connected to other people. And depending on the kind of friends that you have, they would also influence K&D, your friend, who may not necessarily be a Christian and would have an effect on you yourself. And then we have connected devices. And these connected devices will take you to, if you have internet, you would have WhatsApp, you have Instagram, you would have Snapchat, you would have, and others, and Facebook. You know, sometimes when people post their picture, maybe they were eating and they posted their picture and no one liked the picture. They get annoyed, you know? And you see, we take the social media platforms may be neutral, depending on what you put there and what, how you assimilate, digest the information that you find there, they could also impact on your relationship with God, and that's important. That's why we want to look at that one too. And then you could also have other information sources. And here I'm talking about the newspapers you read. In Ghana, there used to be a newspaper called PMP, Sensational Newspaper. It had all manner of information, sometimes good, sometimes not too good. Perhaps in Congo we might have some newspapers like that. But depending on the information that you take from there, that would also affect the kind of thinking that you finally have and how you also serve God. And other information sources could also be the movies you watch. The movies you watch, I should say it again, and the websites you visit. The websites you visit. They all have a way of influencing your life. And so a faulty choice of networks could land us into trouble. And the important fact is we may miss heaven because we took information, we digested the information, we followed the information, we made friends with those media or those information sources, and that influenced our work with God, and so we may miss heaven. And then, so the objectives I want to achieve in the sermon are that I want to show that the Christian needs friends. At least we know that the Christian also needs to develop healthy friendships, and tell you that there is a model for true friendship that we find in God's Word. I'll look at these items, friendships 101, developing friendships, and then we'll model true friendships. By way of friendships, the definition of a friendship, we say that a friend is someone mutual, you show mutual care and love for, if there is mutual care and love for another person, usually exclusive of sex, then you say that that person is your friend, or you are in a friendship relationship. It's exclusive of sex. So in English, we have another term for it. We call it platonic relationship. You are in a platonic relationship. It has nothing to do with sex. And in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible gives us an understanding of friendship. The Bible says that can two walk together except they be agreed. That's the King James Version. Without agreeing where to go. If you are friends with someone, you are showing mutual care and love. And so if the person decides to do something, it's likely that you're also going to follow the person because you are knit together. And in James chapter 4, verse 4, Bible puts it bluntly. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. God is particular about the friends that we choose, the friends that we make. If you choose the wrong friends and they are in the world, Bible says that you become an enemy of God. Proverbs 12:26, Bible says that a righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the ways of the wicked lead them astray. Cautious is the catch word here, cautious. And I want to talk about the types of friendships that are available, friends that are available. At least when you step outside church, we know that Aristotle, the philosopher, in the book Nicomachean Ethics, Volume 8, he identifies three types of friendships. He says there is a friendship of utility. That utility, you are friends with a person because of the things that you would get from that person. For instance, my relationship with Brother Williams, I'm friends with him, for instance, because during Christmas, he would invite me to his Christmas party. That is a friendship of utility. Or it could be a friendship of pleasure, and that is based on the joy associated with it. In this case, for instance, you are in you are members of a golf club. You like golf, and so you are friends with someone who is in the golf club or a football team. Some people on Sundays, that's when they go out to have their football matches. It's interesting. If you have such a friend, that's where you would go. And then the Aristotle also identifies the friendship of good. And here, that is what we want to talk about. That is based on mutual respect, admiration, and success interests. And there are stages and levels of friendships. And I want us to pay particular attention to this. There are 5 stages or levels of friendships. First, you meet someone, the person is a stranger. The person is a stranger because you don't know the person there. And in Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, you find strangers being mistreated, spoken harshly to in Genesis chapter 42, verse 7, or being helped. And we come to acquaintances. And in Job chapter 19, verse 13, we find that acquaintances may abandon you when you face tough situations, but would return when the situation improves. And that is found in Job chapter 42, verse 11. And then close friends may suffer the brunt of enemy attacks, found in 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 11. They may inflict pain on you, Psalm 41, verse 9. And insult and attack you when you are in distress, Psalm 55, verse 12 to 13. And close friends may also be divided by gossip, and that's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28, but could also be there for one another, and that's Psalm 55, verse 12 to 13, or Acts chapter 10, verse 24. So we find that in terms of best friends, they could also help you, your children, and your generation. And then there is a scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, and chapter 9, verse 1, 8 to 13, where we find Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was the grandson of Saul. After Jonathan's death, Jonathan was Mephibosheth's father. After Jonathan's death, David continued to do good to Mephibosheth, and he had Mephibosheth sit at his table and eat, restore to him some lands that had been taken from him. So that's what best friends could do. And now we'll talk about developing friendships, and I want us to know what we should know. Friends, there are some things that friends can do, and there are some things that friends should do. And I want us to look at some of them. We are almost there. I want us to look at some of them. In terms of what the world actually says, there is something that they say. They say that everybody isn't your friend. Just because they hang around you and laugh with you doesn't mean they are your friend. People pretend well. At the end of the day, real situations expose fake people, so pay attention. Better to have an enemy, another one, better to have an enemy who slaps you in the face than a friend who stabs you in the back. That's what the world says. Now, in the Bible, Esther chapter 5, verse 10, and then 13 to 14, we find that human friends can be yes men. If you know the story very well, Esther Mordecai and the Jews were to be destroyed by the king's ally called Haman. And Haman, his friends, and his wife Zeresh advised him that, look, if you want to deal with Mordecai, you just go construct gallows, and just be ready for when the king will give his say-so and you kill him. So it was just because this Haman wanted to do evil to Israel and to Esther and the Jews. And the friends did not advise him any better. They said, okay, go ahead and kill them. That's what some friends can be. They can be yes men. And their loyalties could shift. And we'll find that because such human-to-human friendships are transitory and circumstantial. We find that in Psalm 31, verse 10 to 11. And sometimes when you are sick, they are not around. You will find that one in Psalm 38, verse 11. And in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 4 to 7, we find that friends can be friends because of money and favors. So long as you have the cash or the dough, you are wealthy, they are there for you. Once the cash runs out, they are gone. And some friends can also be thieves. You know, Judas Iscariot and his relationship with Jesus Christ, he was a friend, Judas Iscariot was a friend to Jesus. But he stole from Jesus, he stole from the coffers. We find that in Matthew 26, 14 to 16, and then John chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. And for some friends, they will be absent in action. That's when they will not lift a finger to do you harm, but will look on unconcerned when other people are doing you harm. We find that explicitly stated in Jeremiah 20, verse 10. And after they've given you bad advice, they will not be around. And know this, betrayal is normal of human-to-human friendships. Jesus was betrayed. And even at the international level, you can have countries also betraying other countries. Amazing thing is that friends can be punished for the ills of friends. Daniel chapter 2, verse 10 to 13. In the Bible, there is this story. The king had a dream. He forgot the dream. He said that, okay, Daniel, or the wise men and astrologers, come relate the dream to me. I want to remember the dream. Remind me of the dream. And interpret the dream. Otherwise, I'm going to kill all of you and your friends. All of you and your friends. So Daniel and his friends went to God. Now, if Daniel and his friends did not have a relationship with God, you see what could have happened? All of them could have been destroyed because of a dream that was not remembered. I think that I will summarize what is left for us to know. And then in terms of what friends should do, friends should correct friends. They should sympathize with friends. They should visit. They should comfort friends, other friends. And the critical one, they should not pet the devil. Job chapter 1, verse 12, and the first portion. When God allowed the devil to go and do his thing to Job, Bible says that his friends could not recognize him. When they met with him, his friends could not recognize him. So if you are a friend, you should not make friends with the devil. The devil is not your friend. You will spoil the relationship with your other friends. And friends should forgive freely. And friends should help us in our work with God. They should keep the peace. And then friends should choose other friends wisely. Support one another. And here, reminded of the four friends who carried their sick friend to Jesus. They even went to the roof and let their friend down because of the kind of support they wanted to give him. If you don't have friends who are Christians and your networks are not like, are such as not to admit this kind of friends, you'll be in trouble. The friends should protect and care. In Song of Songs, friends should also warn other friends. If there is an impending disaster, friends should make it a point to warn them. And friends should empathize with the disadvantaged. I want to say that it is difficult to maintain this human-to-human friendships without divine help. So we should learn from Jesus. And this is where the modeling true friendships come in. If we are friends with Jesus, if we are friends with God, We know that God will bless his friends. I want us to read Job chapter 29, verses 4 to 25. I'll just summarize what is there. Job 29, 4 to 25. Without reading, verses 6 to 7 talks about social prominence. People go out there, they want to be celebrities. Look, if you want to be famous, just be friends with God. God will make you famous. Celebrity status itself actually comes from a friendship relationship with God. And God demands our attention. God will punish our friends when we go wayward. We find it in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 to 21. The reason why this is so important is that when our friends go wayward and God is punishing, he will punish, when we go wayward, God will punish our friends too. It's like just the Bible passage that we read, Daniel and his friends, and then when the king asked them to interpret their dream, and if they had not been able to, then they could have been dealt with en masse. And God can, when we are friends with God, he can transform even sworn enemies into friends. We find this in the relationship between Pilate and Herod. They weren't friends, but because of Jesus Christ, because of the death of Jesus, because he wanted to kill Jesus, they had to be friends. But Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice to be friends with us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, Sifa, myself, believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And then finally, we will have lasting peace and home with him, if we are friends with him. In conclusion, I want to say that we should be mindful of our friendship influence map. This is an assignment I'm giving you. This is your homework. When you go home, please take your time and construct for yourself what your friendship influence map looks like. Ask yourself, where am I getting my influences from, and do they please God? I'll be happy to see someone's next week. If I want to see you bring Brother Mohindo, I want to see yours, because I know your name. I want to see yours next week. And we shall learn from Jesus. We shall learn from Jesus. If we want to be good friends, we shall learn from Jesus. And select friends who would help us make it to heaven. Amen. Shall we rise and have a short prayer? We are heirs of the Father. We are joined heirs with the Son. We are children of God's kingdom. We are family. We are one. I want us to pray. Ask God to help you re-examine your friendship networks. Ask him that he should help you select the right friends that will help you serve him better. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father, these are your children, and we are your children. We thank you that you are living, you are everlasting. Father, we want to be friends with you. We want to be true to you. The song which says, I am a friend of God, and you call us friends. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen us,
that we will choose our friends. We will know what to do with our friends and how to be good friends as well. We thank you that you are God. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed with thanksgiving. And the saints of God will say, Amen. Thank you very much.